Good morning, listeners. This is Mimi and Gracie.
Hi, guys.
Coming to you from all the Geets. This is our first show. I'm very excited to be here and to introduce you guys to what we're about to do for the next hour. I apologize in advance if you don't like good music. So, our show is called All the Geets. We're basically two girls who just, like, really enjoy different types of music, and so every week we're gonna come to you with a different theme. Tonight we have 60s rock.
We thought that'd be a great place to start,
and my dad will really enjoy that, so shout out to my dad. We just listened to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, like the Beatles said so cleverly. We hope that you enjoy the show.
So coming up next we have God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Times never seen. tonight, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Sunday will you come see me? Thursdays and Saturdays.
Hey, hey, hey.
What have you got to lose?
So we're going to keep the song on, but it's a little bit over 7 minutes, so I wanted to talk a little bit during this. Crosby, Stills, Nash is actually one of those bands that actually has like a very near and dear part of my life. It's kind of funny because like our family growing up probably had, like, since the time I was three, like three albums in our entire house, and they just happened to be like James Taylor's Greatest Hits, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and then the Mariah Carey Christmas album, which honestly,
choice,
those are like
honestly.
The only three albums anyone would ever need. So like we'd have friends over all the time, and we'd like start out like people would be enjoying like the Crosby, Stills, right? Like you get like, you know, and then you get into some James Taylor and you're really feeling like the White Suburban Dad feel, like, you know, like really enjoying dinner. And then if they stayed a little too long, that's when you knew. When the Mariah Carey Christmas album came on, you know, All I Want for Christmas Is You, like, no.
It's your polite way of saying you need to get out of my house.
Like, it is not Christmas. I do not want you here. So this is, yeah, I don't know. That's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young for you. I don't know.
So we are going to do a PSA because we have to. But keeping with our 60s kind of hippie vibe, we are doing Food Not Bombs. So Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others.
Oh. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege.
For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So that sounds like a great organization.
I know, yeah. I mean, like, I'm always over it. Like, food is already a good thing. Bombs are just a worse thing.
Very true.
So, like, combine those two things. Like, I mean, that sounds like an organization I can get behind, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
And I'm a vegetarian. It's, like, perfect.
Yeah, there you go. Basically, we should just start running this organization,
right.
I think. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to switch it up a little bit. So far, we've been listening to the more folksy aspect of the 60s. And now we're going to go a little bit more rock. So we have You Really Got Me by the Kinks up right now.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah.
This is here. The happy walk of me.
Okay, that was Suspicious Minds by the King of Rock himself, Elvis Presley, who happens to be one of my favorites.
Awesome.
I, like most music lovers, have gone through a big Elvis phase, even forced my dad to take me to Graceland. It was pretty cheesy, I'm not going to lie, but Elvis is a cheesy guy, so yeah. I liked it.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, up next we have Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. This is our friend Jay's favorite song. She does happen to be a violinist, which would make a little bit more sense why she likes that so much. But it's cool.
Yeah.
It is. It's such a good song.
And she has promised us that while she is sleeping, her headphones are in listening to us right now.
Subconsciously, so. She is supporting us. It's fine, Jay. No, you hate us. Just kidding. Okay. All right, here it is.
Look at all the lonely people. Look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved. All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Thank you.
Okay. That was House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. So,
yeah.
It's a great one.
It is a great one.
We were just reminiscing about American Idol, apparently.
Yeah. In like, I don't really know how long ago this was, but like, wow, Hailee Reinhart. No one knows who in America who she is. I do.
But she really killed that song.
She killed that song. She did. If you are listening out there, please go on YouTube, look up Hailee Reinhart cover of House of the Rising Sun, and you will be inspired by her incredible voice. Up next, we have My Generation by The Who. And then after that, we're going to have Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Very cool stuff. All right. I'm still pretty new at this, so apologize for that, but there we go.
People try to put us to town,
talking about my generation,
just because we get around,
talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful,
talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old. Dig what we all say.
I'm
not trying to cause a big sensation.
I'm just
talking about my generation. We all
Okay, so now we're going to take a little time from, like, to take a break from 60s rock to talk about a very important issue to us, and that is Kanye West.
Kanye.
He is an inspiration to both Mimi and I, and really, like, part of the reason I think we bonded over music is through Kanye.
Honestly, yeah.
For the record, my favorite album is College Dropout, and it is clearly the best.
So. Anyone who thinks contrary is just simply wrong.
So we decided that we are going to do, in honor of our idol, a tweet from Kanye every week. So this week we actually have two tweets, but to start us off, we have... on another note, I strongly dislike suit jackets. I use the word dislike because I hate the word hate. First off, Kanye's a poet. Like, let me just be honest.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's deep, you know?
Yeah.
Like, first of all, who doesn't dislike suit jackets?
Right.
Like, he's really just, like, making a social statement. Like, what does a suit jacket really represent? I mean, I think it's, like, the industrialized America.
Yeah,
you know?
It's the man. It's, like, the oppression.
Exactly, yeah. And, like, here's Kanye, who, like, drops out of college, you know? He really is, like, the picture of the man who just dislikes suit jackets.
Yeah, he's a self-made man, and he didn't need to, like, go into corporate America to become what he needed.
Exactly, and then he goes on to say, I use the word dislike because... I hate the word hate.
He's preaching love and acceptance.
Yeah. All the while accepting his own hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I mean, beautiful.
Beautiful. The complexity in this 140 characters is ridiculous, honestly.
It is, honestly. And I'm not saying we're reading too far into this.
I'm not either.
Obviously, like... I mean, maybe he wrote this, you know, sitting on the toilet,
yeah,
trying to take off his suit jacket or something. But maybe there is some thought behind that, yeah. You know?
I'd like to think so, honestly.
Yeah, same. So maybe we can explain a little bit why we like Kanye West.
I like Kanye because I like him so much it's hard for me to put into words now. I just think he's very innovative. I think there's no one really like him before, especially his older stuff. I mean, like, College Dropout's just amazing. Like, all the skits, I think, are very, like, revolutionary. And I think he just has a very clean and honest message.
No, totally. I think he's, like, probably one of the more honest artists out there. Mm-hmm. And I think he gets a lot of backlash for that because
he's a little crazy.
He's a little crazy. But, like, I don't know, at the same time, you know, I think all geniuses are a little bit mad, yeah. Which we read in a New Yorker article.
But our taking is our own statement. So.
About Kanye. Yeah, he just has a lot of cool things to say, a lot of cool things that he does. Even just like, I don't even know, like my beautiful dark twisted fantasy.
You got it.
Yeah. There were a lot of adjectives in that. Uh-huh. I'm not Kanye West, so I cannot do this all. But yeah, on another note, Kanye and his business, you know.
Yeah, no, he's been launching a lot of fashion lines.
Yeah.
In fact, like, I was in New York this past weekend with my friend Jake, and he waited 3 hours for Kanye's jacket. Unfortunately, did not get it, and has been upset about it ever since, but ordered one on eBay and got it today. Will not take it off. I made fun of him, but admittedly, it's a really cool jacket.
I mean,
so.
It's just like, it's a statement.
It
you
is
know?
A statement.
We are I mean, it says Yeezus about like 15 times, like down the back, yeah. But...
Or it says The Life of Pablo.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, just kidding. Okay, well... Very similar things, you know, like very representative of Kanye.
Yeah.
But Kanye's a mindset, you know? Yes. He's not even just like a music. He's like, I don't know.
He's a mogul, honestly.
Yeah.
He is everything.
He is a little bit extra.
He is a lot extra.
But just like any crazy artist, you gotta separate, not always, but separate the artist from the art.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. You can respect him for his genius even if you don't respect him as a person, which I think a lot of people make that mistake.
Very well said, Mimi.
Yeah.
Very well said.
Okay.
But back to the 60s rock.
That was quite the
intermission.
Yeah. But that explains a little bit why we're going to have a lot of Kanye conversations, yeah. A lot of Kanye tweets. Yes.
Just reflecting on Kanye's life. If you have any questions, feel free to call us in.
Yeah. We will always take phone calls. We can't promise that we will be on top of figuring out how to answer them.
We'll give it a good shot. So call us at 617-627-3800 to the zero listeners that are listening to me right now.
The 3 o'clock, you know, 3:48 o'clock. Okay, it's too late. Okay. Up next, we're listening to Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson, one of my favorite artists in general, but also one of my favorite songs because it comes from the movie The Graduate, which is just like a cool movie. All right, here we go. Oops.
Guys.
Hello. We were just on the phone with some pretty interesting people.
Do you want to keep it on the background?
Yeah, we're going to put on.
So do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hold on. Can you hear it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I'm confused.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's your names?
I prefer to remain anonymous.
Okay.
It's kind of a big deal around campus, and, you know, it causes scandal.
Right.
You know, okay, I see. Of course.
It's 3 in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many people listening right now that I think it really could wreck your reputation.
Uh-huh, I agree.
I appreciate the discretion.
You're welcome. So why'd you call in this fine morning night?
Well, you know, I'm studying for a psychology test.
Okay.
I really just don't want to do it. and I figured, you know, why not call in to the local radio station?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, do you have any psychology questions for us?
Yeah, we're great at giving advice.
How does it feel to be sleep deprived for music? Like, what's the kind of motivation behind that?
You know, it's just music is life, and who needs sleep?
You know?
Yeah, it's true. Music is greater than the desire for sleep.
Okay.
True. Yeah, but. Yeah, you seem like very interesting. Good luck on your psychology. I hope this doesn't ruin your reputation on campus too much by being on the radio.
Yeah, wow. It was an honor.
Yeah. Earlier when I was talking to you, it sounded like there was a different person with you.
Does she want to reveal herself?
You say? Wait, what?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
Steve Wilkos.
Okay.
Okay, that's enough out of you guys.
Goodbye. Thanks for calling into the show. We hope to hear from you again. Maybe not. No, we actually don't.
I was shaking my head no. I forgot it's a radio station.
Yeah.
Wait, what if it's just one person, but I split personalities?
Okay. Go study more psychology.
Okay. All right, we're going to turn this music back up. Goodbye, guys.
You do that.
Okay, that was Sunday Morning by the Velvet Underground playing in the background. And I think we're gonna round it off with one more song, but
yeah, so I guess like we started out with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and just like the Beatles finished off their own album with a reprise, we will end off our show with a reprise. Like they say, once again, I'm going to quote them, we hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed All the Geets' first show.
Yeah, we'll be back with a Kanye tweet after this song and a nice sign off. We'll see you later.
So that ended rather abruptly. but I, you know, they said it the best. We hope you enjoyed the show. We will be back next week with a different theme.
Yeah.
To be determined.
To be determined.
But I promise you it'll be wildly different than 60s rock, because that's what we're about, just changing it up.
Yeah.
I found it.
Oh, you found it.
So Mimi will read us our Kanye tweet, and then we will be off.
Yeah. Okay, so this is some wise stuff. I think you listeners out here in Medford and across the United States better get ready, because this might blow your mind. In Roman times, the artist would contemplate proportions and colors. You know, some good stuff, yeah. Now, there's only one important color, dot, 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 capital green.
And on that note, we say goodbye.
Yeah, thanks for listening to us tonight. We had a good time kind of ranting about things that we enjoy, stories. Mm-hmm.
Automation.
Oh, okay. We are trying to figure out how to play more music after we leave. But
So this has been the end of our show, but and we actually don't have anyone coming in after us. So you are listening to the very curated picks of Rivendell.
All right. We're going to turn this on in 2 seconds once I didn't prepare for this. I'm sorry.